Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. You probably recognize that tune as America, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. But we borrowed it from the national anthem of the United Kingdom of England and Northern Ireland, which is God Save the Queen, or King, depending on who's on the throne at the time. In the 1790s, when Joseph Haydn visited England, the king was George III, the British ruler who lost the American colonies in the Revolutionary War. Haydn was so impressed with the song God Save the King that when he got back home to Austria, he wrote an anthem for his country. The tune to Haydn's anthem, God Save Franz the Emperor, in German, Gott erhalte Franz den Kaiser, was so good that Haydn put it into one of his string quartets, which is known as the Emperor Quartet. For a while, Haydn's tune was the national anthem of Austria. Now it's used, with different words, as the German national anthem. It's no surprise that Haydn discovered the power of patriotic music in England. English classical composers have written a lot of patriotic songs. Thomas Arne composed Rule Britannia in 1740 for a masque, M-A-S-Q-U-E, an elaborate theatrical production full of music, dance, singing, and acting. Rule Britannia caught on pretty quickly because at the time, England was fighting the War of Jenkins' Ear. I'm not kidding, that's what it was called. Almost two centuries later, right after the First World War, Gustav Holst adapted music from Jupiter, one of the planets in his suite, The Planets, to the patriotic poem, I Vow to Thee, My Country. Yet another Englishman, Edward Elgar, turned part of his Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 into a coronation ode for King Edward VII. King Edward had mentioned that he thought the march would make a good song. If you're a composer and the king makes a suggestion, you usually pay attention. People in England love to sing Land of Hope and Glory at concerts and at soccer games. In Italy, opera is almost as popular as sports. Italian composer Giuseppe Verdi was highly patriotic and highly political. In Verdi's opera Nabucco, there's a chorus of captive Hebrew slaves singing about how much they miss their country so beautiful and lost. Verdi wrote Nabucco in the 1830s when Italy was under Austrian rule, so the chorus really struck a chord with Italians. They felt Verdi was talking about their country so beautiful and lost, and the chorus Va Pensiero became an unofficial Italian national anthem. Around the turn of the 20th century, when Finland was under Russian rule, Finnish composer Jean Sibelius wrote Finlandia for an event protesting Russian censorship of the Finnish press. 40 years later, Sibelius took the part of Finlandia that sounds like a hymn and turned it into an actual hymn. The Finlandia hymn is another unofficial national anthem. American composer John Philip Sousa got into the act, too, with lyrics to his most famous march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa did not write Three Cheers for the Red, White, and Blue or Be Kind to Your Web-Footed Friends. He did write, Hooray for the Flag of the Free, May it wave as our standard forever. The Real Words to the Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which is produced with Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Next month, music by a composer who only celebrated a birthday once every 4 years. Please join me then for more Classics for Kids.